Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Surviving and Thriving in Stepfamily Relationships, What Works and What Doesn't by Patricia L. PaperNow is a practical, research-informed guide to the realities of building family life after divorce and remarriage or repartnering. Written by a clinician widely known for her work with stepfamilies, the book aims to replace common myths about instant family blending with a clearer picture of why stepfamily relationships often feel harder than people expect. PaperNow frames stepfamily formation as a developmental process that unfolds over time, shaped by structural complexities such as multiple households, shifting roles, loyalty binds, and boundary ambiguity. Rather than offering generic communication tips, she organizes her guidance into a coherent model that can be used by both family members and helping professionals. The book integrates psychoeducation, relationship skill building, and deeper individual emotional work to address predictable friction points and crises. Its overall purpose is to help stepfamilies normalize their struggles, reduce blame, and adopt strategies that support steadier attachment, cooperation, and long-term resilience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stepfamily formation as a process, not an event. A central contribution of PaperNow's approach is the insistence that stepfamilies are built gradually. Many adults and children enter a new household hoping love and goodwill will quickly create the feeling of a unified family. When that does not happen, couples may conclude they made a mistake, or they may blame a child, an ex-partner, or a step-parent for not trying hard enough. PaperNow counters this with a developmental lens adjustment takes time because family members are adapting to loss, change, and unfamiliar roles all at once. Children may still be grieving their original family structure, while adults are trying to build a couple bond and manage parenting responsibilities in a reorganized system. Treating stepfamily life as a process normalizes the uneven pace of attachment and reduces pressure for instant closeness. It also helps families plan for predictable phases of transition, including early instability and later consolidation, without interpreting early discomfort as failure. The practical implication is patience plus structure setting realistic expectations, tracking progress over months rather than days, and choosing goals that fit the current stage of development. Secondly, stepfamily architecture and the predictable challenges it creates. PaperNow uses the idea of stepfamily architecture to describe how the structure of stepfamilies differs from first marriage nuclear families in ways that reliably generate stress. Even in loving households, there are often multiple parent-child relationships that existed before the new couple formed, along with other households, other adults with parenting authority, and different family cultures that must now coexist. This architecture shapes challenges such as unclear boundaries, divided loyalties, competing expectations about roles, and confusion about who belongs where. It can also intensify everyday conflicts because disagreements are rarely only about chores or bedtime. They are often about status, security, and connection. By naming the architectural features, PaperNow helps families shift from moral judgments to systemic understanding. The value of this framework is that it explains why common advice for intact families can backfire in stepfamilies. For example, pushing for togetherness too quickly may heighten resistance, and demanding step-parent authority too soon may destabilize the parent-child bond. Understanding architecture guides more precise choices about pacing, roles, and problem-solving. Thirdly, three levels of intervention: psychoeducation, skills, and intrapsychic work. A practical hallmark of the book is its multi-level model for change. PaperNow distinguishes between psychoeducation, interpersonal skill building, and intrapsychic work, arguing that stepfamily problems often require more than one level at the same time. Psychoeducation reduces shame and confusion by teaching what is normal in stepfamily development and why certain tensions recur. Interpersonal skills focus on communication, conflict management, and cooperation, so adults can discuss expectations, negotiate rules, and respond to children's behavior without escalating the system. Intrapsychic work addresses the internal emotional tasks that can sabotage progress even when skills improve, such as unresolved grief, jealousy, fear of displacement, or a step-parent sense of being on the outside. This layered approach prevents a common trap, treating complex stepfamily pain as merely a communication issue. It also creates flexibility for different helpers and settings. A school counselor or clergy member may primarily support psychoeducation and basic relational skills, while clinicians can help families go deeper when individual histories and intense emotions keep reappearing. The result is a more realistic roadmap for change that matches the complexity of stepfamily life. Fourthly, the step-parent role as an intimate outsider. PaperNow pays special attention to the step-parent experience, often describing it as being an intimate outsider. Step-parents may share a home and a partnership with the child's parent while lacking the history, authority, and automatic belonging that biological parents often take for granted. This position can create a painful bind. The step-parent is expected to care, contribute, and sometimes discipline. It is also vulnerable to rejection and criticism from children, the other household, or even the couple relationship. Paper now encourages approaches that protect the couple bond while reducing pressure on the step-parent to force closeness or take on premature authority. She also highlights the need for the biological parent to stay actively engaged in parenting rather than delegating conflict to the step-parent. Over time, step-parent-child relationships can deepen, but typically through trust-building, respect, and appropriate pacing, not through demands for instant love. Recognizing the intimate outsider dynamic helps couples empathize with each other, design roles that fit their reality, and avoid power struggles that can destabilize the entire family system. Lastly, boundary ambiguity, co-parenting friction, and loyalty binds. Step-family stress frequently concentrates around boundaries: who is in charge of what, which household rules apply, how decisions are made, and how connections to previous family members are honored. Paper now addresses boundary ambiguity as a core driver of conflict, because unclear roles and expectations create chronic uncertainty. Children may feel torn between households, worrying that enjoying a step-parent betrays a biological parent. Adults may struggle with ex-partner involvement, differences in parenting styles, and disagreements about schedules, money, and discipline. The book emphasizes that these tensions are not simply interpersonal flaws. They are predictable features of families spanning more than one home. Effective responses often start with clarity and coordination, adults aligning privately on values and rules, communicating in ways that reduce escalation, and making room for children's mixed feelings without forcing them to choose sides. Paper now also underscores the importance of realistic cooperation with other parents when possible, and protective boundaries when cooperation is not. By focusing on loyalty binds and boundary confusion, she helps families reduce triangulation, lower conflict, and build a steadier sense of safety across relationships. In conclusion, this book best serves step-family members who want an honest map of what they are living through, and professionals who need a usable framework for assessment and intervention. Couples forming a step-family can benefit from its normalization of slow bonding. Its clear explanation of why conflict often spikes even when everyone has good intentions, and its emphasis on pacing, role clarity, and alliance building between partners. Parents and step-parents can use its guidance to reduce power struggles, protect parent-child relationships, and make space for children to hold complicated feelings without turning those feelings into behavioral labels or moral verdicts. For therapists, counselors, and other helpers, the step-family architecture lens and the three-level strategy model offer a structured way to choose interventions, from simple education and coaching to deeper individual emotional work when stalemates persist. Compared with many popular blended family books that focus primarily on tips and positivity, Paper Now's work stands out for integrating clinical experience with research-informed realism. It does not promise quick harmony, but it provides a grounded explanation of why harmony takes time and what to do when predictable crises arrive. The result is both practical and compassionate, a guide that reduces blame, strengthens problem-solving, and helps step-families move from mere survival toward more stable connection and resilience. If you would like to support Patricia L. Paper Now, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.